Hello there, my friend Jonathan Doyle with you once again. Welcome aboard to the Daily Podcast. Are you ready for a little bit of personal growth? All we need each day is a little bit of motivation to get us moving in the right direction, and you are in the right place. Let's talk about motivation. Let's talk about that mysterious force that guides us forward. I often talk about the metaphorical couch of life, the situation we get in when we're stationary and stuck. What is this mysterious force of human motivation? That sometimes we know that there's things we need to do, there's steps that we need to take, but we find it quite hard to get moving and to get moving forward. So I wanted to share something with you that jumped out at me yesterday, which can be quite useful, which is I took two of my girls to see a movie which I really liked. It's called Ordinary Angels. And it's a really beautiful film. It's in the cinemas at the moment, but it will probably be out online at some point pretty soon. Ordinary Angels. But there's a scene in the movie where one of the key characters is trying to make a massive change in their life. They're dealing with addiction, and there's a lot of problems with that, and their friends are giving them feedback about how their life's off the rails. And you look at this kind of inflection point where they're trying to change, but they're not really making the change. And then I'm not going to spoil the film for you in any way, but there's a particular thing that happens that throws this person into this massive life-changing flurry of activity. And what happens is they discover motivation allows them to truly change. And it really struck me at the time because I thought, how do I express this? They know what they need to do, but they can't do it until they find a reason. I guess this is something Tony Robbins used to talk a great deal about, reasons, that you can definitely learn skills. Like you can, if you want to make a change, like your problem is never going to be information. So let's say you want to lose weight, start a business, get fitter, fix a relationship. Friends, if you just spend a single few hours or a day on YouTube, everything that you could know or need to know about the change you want to make is available. It's there. Like, it just dazzles me sometimes. Like, some of the projects I've done around our house over the years, like, that would once have required an army of professionals, takes a few hours on YouTube. I like to say to people that information is not our problem. Your problem isn't information. Now, you might need time to access that information. Time could be challenging, but it really is not going to be too much problem in finding out what you need to do. One of the things I've been looking at, a particular training methodology lately for all of the training that I do, and I ordered a couple of books yesterday, and they're going to be quite challenging, but there again, you know, the information's available. So what we're really looking for is the motivation, the reasons. Because once you have big enough reasons, you're able to make the changes. And sometimes it can be really dramatic. So again, coming back to this film, it was really striking. Because it was based on a true story. And you see this person go from self-absorption and addiction into radical service of others and life-changing actions. And it's all predicated on this strange tipping point moment where they suddenly encounter something and it just radically changes their perception. So what I wanted to suggest to you today is, if there's some change that you want to make, the magic is often going to be around the concept of motivations and reasons. Is until you're really clear on why something really matters, it can be difficult to make the change. And we think we know, like often, you say to people, well, you know, what do you want? They go, oh, you know, I want to be rich. What does that even mean? Like, how would you define it and why? Sometimes I think over the years with personal development, people are just like, I guess this is what I should say because I'm supposed to want this. But sometimes we don't. Sometimes we don't want to make a change. So you've really got to get clear on what motivates you to want something to be different. That requires a bit of work and it requires a bit of time. Sometimes it can be dramatic. I used to say in live seminars, I remember reading some data that the average person, particularly in the developed world, the average male carries enough energy stored as body fat to run 2 back-to-back marathons. The energy capacity is there, but obviously the motivation is often not saying that we need to run 2 back-to-back marathons, but my point is that energy isn't the problem, it's reasons and motivation. But I used to say to the audience that if somebody kidnapped one of your children and said, we're going to do something terrible to them, if you don't run to this place in a day, you would find a way. Like you would walk, run, crawl, skateboard, whatever is necessary. Once the motivation is present, the action will follow. Sometimes we've just got to find those bigger motivations. So that's what I wanted to share with you today, is I wanted you to look into your life and identify something that you'd like to change, and then take some time to at least think, if not journaling and writing, why this thing matters to you. Sometimes it's a process of just writing a list of the benefits of what will accrue in your life if you can execute on this particular thing. That is a simple message that nothing changes until we find that deep, compelling reason. There's things I'm working on at the moment where there's motivations that I have for what I'm doing, which quite surprise me, you know, just complex to discuss and I don't really need to go into detail with it. And some of you are really curious people. You're like, come on, tell us. It's just, there are motivations that are pushing me forward at the moment that are quite deep and complex and personal to me, but they provide the reason. They provide the motivation. And I think just to finish, the highest motivation will always be love, which I know is very easy to say and it sounds very sweet on a podcast, but the highest motivations that drive us will ultimately be, I think, relationship-based, whether it's our relationship with ourselves. Like some people are like, I'm tired of treating myself this way. I'm going to eat properly. I'm going to stop drinking so much. I'm going to do this because I'm going to show up for me. You're going to actually care for yourself for once. But often it's because of the people we love. Often it's when you want to get a promotion or you want to make some more money or you want to get healthier. It's for the people that you love. It's you want to be more of a blessing to them. You want to give more to them. So tap into that. Tap into that. I often think that a lot of the exercise I do in the training is because I want to be fit and healthy for my kids. I want them to see it. I want them to grow up. In fact, after I get out of the studio today, one of my daughters wants to go and do this 5K run, which for me isn't very far because of the training that I do, but she's 16 and a half and I'm not. So it's going to be like, it's going to hurt. The motivation to be fit and to model that is because I care about them and I want them to see it. So find your motivation, my friend. Find your reasons. Pay attention to your reasons. If you're stuck, if you're not moving forward, it's because you don't have a compelling enough reason or motivation. You find that, it's like a key that unlocks the mystery for you and moves you forward. But that's it from me. Please make sure you've subscribed. If you've got a family member, friend, colleague that needs some encouragement, send them today's episode. And what else? Look, everything on the website, jonathandoyle.co, jonathandoyle.co. If you want to book me to speak live, conferences, events, training for staff, leadership development, consultancy stuff, it's all on the website at jonathandoyle.co. And you can, of course, find me each day on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, you can just do a search for J. Doyle Speaks. God bless you, my friend. This has been The Daily Podcast. You and I are going to talk again tomorrow.